It's 8:44. It is Monday morning with the Musers, and this is a Musers holiday tradition. We try to get him on a little bit ahead of Christmas because we know he gets really busy that last week or so. Joining us now on the ticket hotline from the North Pole, it's our annual visit with Santa Claus. Good morning, Santa.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas, George and Greg and
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Always great to talk to you. How's everything in the, up at the North Pole?
Well, old Santa's fortunes really changed this year. I've had quite a great year, in fact.
Okay.
Yes. All right.
Good.
Yeah, I hit it big in crypto.
Oh, did you really?
Oh, Bitcoin mooned. It hit 124K before it plunged 30%. I got liquidated. But anyway, good news out of that, kids, is there's a lesson to be learned. Never leverage at 3X. Old Santa found out the hard way. I tell you, old Santa spent a few mornings up on top of a building with a .357 to his head.
Oh no, Santa.
Negotiating with a cop on the ground with a bullhorn, but we pulled through.
Well, good.
Okay,
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, thank goodness a handful of oxys knocked the edge off those losses, right?
Well, I don't know if that's the best attitude or not, Santa, but I'm glad you're doing better.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, George. Appreciate that.
Did you get my list?
I did get your list,
and
unfortunately, I got it just this morning. I got it a little bit late, so you wanted North Texas to beat Tulane, huh?
Yes. You didn't get it till today?
Yeah, sorry about that. I hadn't been by the mailbox lately. I'm a little behind.
That's okay.
I apologize to you. I could have intervened there with a little Christmas magic. Just didn't get around to it.
Gosh, we needed some.
Around to it.
Dang it.
Santa and Mrs. Claus are doing well.
That's good.
Good.
Doing well. We've almost made it through mediation. And
what do you mean?
Oh, my gosh.
It's been going a lot better than it started, I tell you that. I know it's a complicated thing to explain to kids, but, you know, kids, sometimes two people love each other very much, and they love each other so much they decide to open up their marriage to others.
Right. Come on. The kids don't need to hear that.
And sometimes that has unintended consequences.
Oh, no, Santa.
Well, you know, Mrs. Claus developed a preference for a little bit different size old Santy has going on down there, kids.
Okay, we get it. All right, got
it. In these situations, open communication is key, and Mrs. Claus started keeping secrets. And anyway.
That's enough.
Tried to get past it, but, you know, once you open it up, it's hard to close it back down again.
Okay, Santa.
After Ron Artest has been there, but
stop it.
Ron Artest.
Anywho.
Mrs. Claus was involved with Meta World Peace?
Well, she's big into world peace. I just didn't know what she meant by it when she told me.
Okay. Santa.
Sorry to hear that, Santa.
I'm sure everyone wants to know how the elves are doing.
Yeah, yes. How the elves and the reindeer doing?
Oh, they're busy. The elves are busy making toys, George.
All right.
Toys like jack-in-the-boxes and dollies and wooden horses.
Yay. Yeah.
Okay.
Wooden horses.
Yeah. All those hip, up-to-date toys that all the kids want.
Wooden horses.
Some things never change.
Hey, a note to kids. When we say elves these days, it's kind of a term that we use, an umbrella term, to mean Chinese workers. Chinese workers.
Okay.
And kids, you know how it gets so cold during the winter? It gets so cold.
It's cold here this morning.
North Pole. Yeah. Well, you'll be happy to know that Santa puts his workers in sweatshops just to keep them warm for the winter.
Well, you have a bottom line you've got to look out for.
Bottom line, exactly. So the elves have been doing great, or at least okay. Things have slowly gotten better after I shut down the union effort and changed the sexes and installed all the cameras, you know.
What? Kids don't want to hear all that.
But they've been more productive, and we really kept the suicide rate down this year, so that's good.
Thank God.
So I'll say hi to the elves for you, kids, after I learn a little Mandarin. But but Santa sleigh is getting fixed up for Christmas, George.
Okay, yeah, the sleigh's in good shape. Reindeer ready to go.
Sleigh's getting in good shape. Old Santa busted it up pretty good.
You busted it up.
Well, it was a late night, and Santa was feeling pretty good. Got a bartender to give him a blow.
What?
To defeat the ignition interlock that the cops had.
You have one of those on your sleigh?
Anyway, long story short, Santa ran the sleigh right into a stopped vehicle. So,
oh, no.
Gosh. Yeah, I rear-ended a Buick Lucerne. But,
oh, man.
Don't worry, kids. The insurance company totaled the sleigh, and I got full replacement value.
Okay.
How do you replace the sleigh?
Well, I'm not really going to replace it. And I'm not going back to 16th century sleigh technology, George.
Okay.
So old Santa went balls deep in a top-of-the-line Escalade.
Okay, whatever works.
I had to finance it for 85 years to get the monthlies to a point I could afford it.
Okay, that's fine.
With the IRS garnishing my wages because of back taxes and alimony, you know.
Oh,
you know,
dear.
Got to run them years out like that. But,
yeah, that's a long time. Years. You're going to be upside down in that Escalade.
I'm a little upside down, pal. anyway, I won't be landing on any roofs this year.
Okay.
And all the reindeer are on unemployment, you know, since I'm in the Escalade. But,
too bad.
I'm riding on dubs and got a great kicker to wake you up with, kids. Listen
okay.
to the bass. Come around the corner.
It's poor
reindeer.
No,
the poor reindeer.
No.
Speaking of reindeer.
No. What?
I bet everyone's wondering about Rudolph.
Yep, he's fine. I saw the special.
Yeah, wondering about Rudolph. He's outside of Topeka right now.
Oh.
Yeah, buried in a little family plot.
What? Oh, my God.
What happened?
Where his family was from. And old Santy bought a nice granite bench for his place, so all you kiddies can have a cold, hard place to sit when you pay your respects to Rudolph. So.
Stop it.
So go by and sing a verse or two of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
What happened to Rudolph?
Sing it loud and proud. You'll have to because he's 6 feet under. although, you know, there's probably not much of him left now. I have to get out there every month or two. With a backhoe, because the coyotes keep digging him up and scavenging. But
terrible.
Now, Rudolph and I had some great times.
I hate this day every year.
You hate
Christmas? He had a red nose for a reason. Lifelong alcoholic, that one.
Okay. Oh, was he? Is that what did him
in? Got him. Public service announcement, kids. Always have Narcan on you. Always. Always, always.
Stop making kids stress out about stories like this.
Mavs fans won't get any gifts this year. Big announcement.
Why?
I already gave you your gift.
What?
I got rid of Nico for you.
Oh, okay.
I was part of that. And Ranger fans, I got rid of that dead weight Marcus Semien.
Jeez. You did that?
I did that. That was Santy. Old Santy. And hey, to all your viewers out there, please, if you have kids, get them close to the radio right now.
Oh, easy.
Get them close to the radio. Kids, keep Santa in your prayers. I'm full of Christmas miracles, but old Santa can't seem to cure what's growing in his prostate.
Santa? That's terrible.
Yeah, it's a what I like to call a tumor of non-belief, kids. It means that some of you are not believing in Christmas enough, so...
All right, stop blaming it on the... Okay, that's enough out of you. That's enough.
It's your fault.
No, it's not either.
Start doing chemo once a week until you believe.
This is not the real Santa. No.
It's called a blackmail tumor. That's what it is. You better believe or this tumor is going to take over Santa's body and his prostate and ball sack's going to fall out.
All right,
so it's on the kids.
Stop it. You're done.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
Merry
Santa.
Merry Christmas, fusers. Merry Christmas, one and all.
Hang in there.
I don't think that was him. I really don't think
that was him.
Sounded like him. Yeah, I did, but I don't think that was him.